episode 9. I go by the name of Corey. I got my boy Frank, aka the Spanish God, in the building.
Wow.
Ooh, he called this.
Wow. Spanish. It's like that.
Frank, I need to know how you say 9 in Spanish, baby. How you say 9 in Spanish?
Wow.
How you say 9 in Spanish for me?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And we got Edwin.
Wow, Corey.
Edwin, aka Booby. AKA the fake vegan. You know what, Edwin? Before we start, before we start this podcast, I need to know something. Why do they call you Booby?
I've had that since I was born. That was my nickname since I was born.
So you're telling me since you were born, they called you Booby?
Yeah. Since I came out the womb.
And then I've been watching your Instagram post a lot, because you post a lot. And I'm calling you out. I don't think you're a vegan. I'm being honest with you. I'm keeping it real. I see steak posts. There's no vegan steak.
He said, I spit my water.
He said my vegan is fake.
Your vegan is fake.
The food I'll be paying to be fake.
I'm keeping it real with you.
I got the missus right here next to me, bro. She can vouch for it.
I mean, let me hear her, because I'm just saying what I see with my eyes, all right? So we got a jam-packed. We got a jam-packed wrestling with... Oh, okay. I see. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, he got to look down at the screen, okay, bro. Boy, look at this.
I see it. Okay. So we got a jam-packed week of wrestling, which I think it was a good week. But let's start with some news. So first, we got Vince McMahon wanting to host SummerSlam on a boat on a beach. No more Performance Center. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, they do need to change, because the crowd. No crowd or whatnot, but even then, like, if you do it at a beach, you're gonna have a crowd. You're gonna have the same.
I think they do have the crowd if it's not in a closed, like, obviously not the PC. I would take it though. I like the boat.
If they do the boat though, it's not like they're gonna have people on it. It's because it's not like they sold tickets for that.
I mean, but could they have it on a boat, but have like limited tickets?
Yeah, they could.
I don't even think they sell tickets. They're not gonna make that much money.
But you know how fast you would have to book that. Mm-hmm. SummerSlam's this next, what, two
In
weeks?
Three weeks, yeah, 2 weeks.
So I'm glad you actually said that. I think they should move SummerSlam back.
You think you should?
They should move that back. Like, move it to like September, man. I mean, I know it's forward, because I know it's always, you know, in August, but what's the point if there's going to be no fans? Maybe try to move it to September, try to get it on the beach, because I mean, there's a big difference between that AEW arena. It's live, it looks open, and that Performance Center to me is looking whack, and it's bringing down like the morale, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For those big events, though, they need something nice. Like SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, they need something other than that PC, because that's not going to do it.
I agree with you. So here's something that I was thinking about, and I know we were texting. So Kairi Sane is no longer with the WWE. And she had a quote-unquote beatdown segment writing her off. What about her? This is a two-parter. What do you think about her texting after her beatdown 3 minutes later? She got a lot of heat from wrestlers on that. What do you guys think about that?
She should have waited. Like, it's part of the story. Like, you can't just...
But everybody knew what was happening.
Yeah, everybody knew she was gone. But I don't even know why you added her in the first place. You should have just left her out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's the point of even having
people knew she was gone after what? After she beat Bayley, she should have did the thank you then.
And something to me doesn't make sense, because the week before, why did she beat Bayley? And then
it's
all
a send off.
Do you make her beat your champion? I don't know. It doesn't match up to me with that.
And I would have had that for Asuka.
Exactly.
I would have had that for her last match at SummerSlam, and then let her
That would have been perfect. That would have been perfect. And then my second question, a follow-up to that, do you think wrestlers should be on social media as much as they are right now? Or do you think they should probably try to keep that kayfabe alive just a little bit?
I say they could stay on social media.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong, because they do build the rivalry on social media. But, I mean...
Think about it. That Adam Cole thing, we would have never saw if it wasn't for social media. Yeah. But him and Pat.
Agreed. Yeah. But do you think they lose their mystique? Like, if The Undertaker, because he's all over social media now, if The Undertaker was on social media 24/7, do you think that would take away from the aura of him?
Nah.
But that's, I mean, he's just old school. He's not going to.
He still had that sauce. He still got that sauce, you know?
Yeah.
It's still The Undertaker.
True, yeah. True. You know? But if you look at, like, the Ultimate Warriors, I know they didn't have it back then, but, I mean, look at their character, Ultimate Warrior, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart.
Yeah.
I mean, Hulk Hogan.
I wish Shawn Michaels had an Instagram back then.
Oh, his would have been wild.
Back then? Imagine DX having an Instagram. That would have been wild. Imagine DX having an Instagram back then?
They would have got kicked off.
They probably would have got banned.
That would have been wild.
Easy.
That would have been good. That would
have been good. Oh, my God. So my next one is NXT. They are looking for writers. What do you guys think about this?
We got three right here.
We got two. We got two.
We have two
writers.
We're taking another.
You just take me out now, right?
I'm just calling how I see it.
Okay.
So, to me, AEW reminds me of NXT in a way of AEW basically took NXT format. Like they set up their building stars. They'll set up their big matches for a quote unquote pay per view or takeovers. But now it looks like NXT is just reactionary. Like they see that AEW's having Bash at the Beach, so they want to just throw something out there just to react to it. I mean,
I think they're scared of AEW.
I think they're scared, and I think that this is not gonna be good because look at Raw and SmackDown. I mean, the amount of writers they have, and imagine them doing that to NXT. It's just gonna bring them down.
I tell you what, though, like I said in the text, man. At the end of the day, WWE will be the last one standing.
Always.
As much as it sucks, they'll be the last one standing.
Always.
So they'll have the lowest views, but at the end of the day, it's gonna be them.
It's always like that.
It's gonna be them.
I agree with you on that. Now my next topic is Aleister Black. I mean, I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit, but he basically got written off Raw with a beatdown angle by Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy.
Well,
I loved Aleister Black on NXT, and when he came up to Raw, I still liked him. But what do you guys think about them just writing this? He's essentially, his character is done. So what do you guys think about that?
So I think they're just kind of like repackaging him. He's going to have like the same gimmick, but I think I don't know if you saw the picture that he posted on Instagram.
Back to Corey's thing on social media. Look what
he had the little tears.
Okay.
He had the little tears in the eyes. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't see that one.
I mean,
I probably did, but I probably didn't even catch it.
Yeah, it was in the picture that I sent you guys in the group chat. But like, it shows half his face, but on the left side where they injured his eye, you see it like teardrops or whatever. But I think they're gonna end up giving him like that wide eye in one eye. And just have a regular eye, but kind of keep the same gimmick, I guess. I don't know. They're going to do something like that.
I hope to God they don't do that.
Kind of, you remember Glacier from WCW who had that one eye and then regular?
Yeah, I remember Glacier, that whack character that tried to be a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah,
him.
I think they might try to do something with his eyes, at least. So.
I don't know, man. Unless they give him something like how the Fiend, he has two sides. And the demon, something like that. But
this just goes to show how Vince has a character, and he just ruins it every single time.
Yeah, he ruined.
I don't remember the last NXT call up that actually did well. Like I'm gonna have to like really think about that. Like who's the last person that did well? That's still doing well.
That's still.
I don't know.
Andrade. I mean,
is he?
He's doing decent.
He's irrelevant.
He's there every night. I mean,
he's there every night.
Street Profits?
Not even Drew.
No, Street Profits. Drew. Drew is the only one.
Yeah, but Drew. Champ. I mean, does Drew count? Because Drew was.
But Drew just started. Actually, I can say that Drew just started becoming irrelevant.
Yeah, he was cool heel.
He actually was good heel.
He was great heel.
He had a good heel. Yeah,
we're gonna get to him too. And then my last thing was EC3 was on Talk with Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a few things that came that I was thinking
I didn't
about.
Know he was on Talk with Jericho.
So what do you think about – so he was – first off, he was shocked that he was called up. But what do you think about Mr. Man telling EC3, I don't want you talking? For a guy that is – that's his whole thing. Because he's a decent wrestler, but he's a great on the mic.
He's a great remote promo guy.
Do you think that Vince just automatically wanted to bury this dude?
I mean, I'm sure you're going to say this too. Like, Maybe him not speaking, whatever, because he's big muscle, whatever. I guess he tried to make him some like bodyguard type dude, but for him to come back and tell him to then speak like a weatherman, because I'm sure you're going to say that too. Like
I was going to say that.
That is ridiculous. Like, and like you said, the man's promo is like he's A1 with his promos.
A1.
Even like the stuff he posted on social media that he did by himself was like legit.
The free EC3. Yeah, I mean, and that just goes to show. I feel like if you're not from WWE, their system, Vince will try to bury you every single time. The last person that I feel like didn't come from the system that did well was AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Other than that, like his goal is like to bury, because at the end of the day, I mean, you're not really there to see the superstars. You're there for him. You're there to see a Raw, SmackDown. So to me, I just found that interesting.
I just don't believe he came out and told him to speak like a weatherman. What the hell does a weatherman sound like? Like,
I mean, if you remember, his name is Luke Harper, but I forgot his name, Brody Lee. So remember he told Brody Lee, I want you to have a Southern accent.
Like, well, I mean, like, it could have fit him because he looked like he was like Southern or like country. He looked like Hillbilly Jim in a way.
He does, but I mean, he speaks like so intelligently, and yeah, you know, tell this dude to talk like talk with a Southern accent. Then when he couldn't do it, he buried him. So I don't know. They do a damn good job of burying people. But yes, I love this segue. Yes, speaking of burying people, Frank, can I get that AEW NXT ratings real fast for me?
It was a good one. AEW came out with the win, though, 773,000, and NXT 707,000. Wow. So it's close, but at the end, AEW pulled that win.
I mean, it's a 2 weeks in a row.
I don't even know how. I'll tell you what, though. I don't even know how NXT got that many viewers, because it was whack.
I thought it was fairly even.
Even?
I thought it was even.
Say even.
Edwin, I see both of your points. We're gonna get to that. So
nothing stood out to me, but we'll get there.
We're gonna get there. So the first thing, let's go with the best friends in Jurassic Express versus the Inner Circle. You know how I feel about this, but I'll let you guys go first.
It was too much for me.
It's a lot.
It was good. It was good. It was good, but it was way too much. It's too much going on. I didn't like it. You have 10 people in a ring at once.
Yeah, but they're getting ready to do this again next week. They're getting ready to do the Elite and FTR versus, I forget the other five, but they're getting ready to do it again next week. And I'm just like, man, that's like too much.
Yeah, it was just too much going on at once. You didn't know where to look. You didn't know who was tagged in. Well, nobody wasn't even
tagged in. Let me say one thing, though. I always praise him every week because you guys always hear me praising. Luchasaurus looked amazing.
He did.
Luchasaurus looked amazing.
He did.
He looked really good.
I am so glad you said Luchasaurus.
He's the man, bro.
Number one. First off, this man lost his mask during the fight.
Yeah.
So
looking crazy trying to put that back on.
This dude was looking insane trying to put that back on.
Looking like Sasha.
What's the one, Sasha? Yo, his moveset in there was just horrible. That was one of the worst matches I've ever seen AEW put on. And I respect these dudes, but I mean, it was sloppy. I feel like every match they had, I don't want to go too far in the card, but everything they do in a tag team is like a tornado match. It's just insane. Like there's no structure. And too many, and I don't know if you guys saw this, I feel like it's just getting too choreographed. You have a dive, dive, dive. Everybody stands out in the ring in the middle, like outside.
Waiting for the other guy to come out.
Waiting for the other guy to come out.
And you see them, they're like sticking it out. Yeah. They're like, come on, like, guy, we see that. Like, come on, sell it a little better.
Frank, you know I got love for you. Now you've seen the light. You've seen the light, Frank.
Oh, yeah. It sucks when you see it, though. It's like, it's, damn, it come sucks, on. I could have sold it a little
but
better.
But I respect them, but it's just insane.
And then you have 10 people in that ring, and then you have Matt Hardy come.
Like, yeah. Obviously, they're building Guevara and Matt Hardy. Mm-hmm. Matt Hardy needs to retire. Like, just let him. He's,
well, they
like,
wait. He's waiting for Jeff. He ain't retired.
Why do you need to see them two fight? Like,
you know what, Edwin, I hate doing this. I hate it with all my heart. You're right, man. This dude should retire. This dude can barely move, man. He could barely move. I'm sick of him right now.
Like, I'd rather see somebody, those 10 people in that ring, somebody win that fairly instead of Matt coming and doing something.
All people to feud with, bro. I understand he got in trouble and you got to set him back a little bit, but out of all people to feud him with.
But that was still his original feud, though.
It was before he left. It was.
I mean, Oh my God. So we had a TNT championship match. Warhorse versus Cody. Edwin, I'm gonna have to throw this to you for a second. Since you're the nerd and you know all the independent stuff. Who the hell is Warhorse?
I know he's in a that league that
the indie guy.
I apologize. I apologize for calling you a nerd. I should not call you a nerd. You're not a nerd, you're a geek.
Yeah,
you're a
geek.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. So go ahead.
But I haven't really seen much of him. I've heard his name here and there. But the match to me honestly that match last week was a lot better.
So they signed Eddie Kingston too.
They did. They signed him.
Yeah. Oh, they did.
I think yesterday they signed him.
Yeah,
he signed yesterday.
That match was a lot better. Like this one was. It was slow.
I think they hyped it up a lot because I was on Twitter and they were talking crazy about Warhorse. But and I'm on YouTube and I was like, "Yo, he's pretty decent. He's good." And then I text you guys. I'm like, "Yo, this match is gonna be good." And I'm like, "Damn, I didn't live it up."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if.
So I mean, it was slow for me.
Yeah, it was really slow. I don't know.
It wasn't impressive.
This dude. And I disrespected the Ultimate Warrior. And I said he looks like a bootleg Ultimate Warrior. I disrespected the Ultimate Warrior.
I mean,
he looks like a bootleg. He looks like a bootleg Renegade.
Yeah, he has because
Renegade was the bootleg Ultimate Warrior.
He has that persona though, but like, I mean, it just wasn't. I honestly, when you look at him, you think he's like hardcore. Like, I don't know.
I don't want to stay on this too long, but that's my problem with AEW right here, is they're catering too much to like the independent scene. Like if this dude is, they said they were gonna give the top independent wrestlers a chance. You telling me this dude is a top independent wrestler?
No, I don't think he's a top.
He puts on good shows though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, what I seen on YouTube, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know him like you guys did. So I went back to look. He puts on good moves, good fights, but
then again,
he disappointed this one.
It'll probably get better once the whole COVID situation is gone, because you'll get a lot of the indie UK wrestlers to come.
That's what we need, because
you'll get like Jay Lee. You might get like a Marty Scurll. You might get Will Ospreay, maybe.
But Marty Scurll is at isn't he at
Ring of Honor? No,
No. NWA, is that still going on?
It is still going on,
but it's crazy. Not crazy.
I would like Leo to come
you
up.
You can get like a Zack Sabre Jr. So it all depends, man.
They tried to sign Zack Sabre Jr. He's good, actually.
He's really good. He was in the 205 competition thing. So, I mean, once that opens up, and then you'll get Neville coming back, so, you know, that'll be huge.
So here's a big problem that I have with this. So Zack Ryder, a.k.a. I guess they call him Matt Cardona now. I guess that's his real name.
He looked good for 5 seconds.
The Dark Order was all over this. They're all over this. So the Dark Order came out and started attacking Cody Rhodes.
Cody.
Then he came out and then helped Cody Rhodes. I don't know why.
Taz wanted to call him Zack Ryder so badly. He was like, isn't that?
And that's my point. Like, instead of you giving Warhorse a shot, why didn't they just give Zack Ryder the shot? That would have been a surprise.
That was
Zack Ryder versus Cody.
Yeah, but they would have been good. Yeah, actually. Then you. Yeah, that would have been decent. But we're not getting one next week. Now we know we're getting the tag team match. So
yeah.
Against the Dark Order, poor Dark Order. And speaking of them, we had AEW Tag Team Champions Kenny Omega and Adam Page versus the Dark Order.
This was actually okay.
Yeah, this was actually okay. I was shocked.
I liked it.
And I don't know the big dude's name. I think it's Grayson, the big dude.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking much better. But I thought the match was good. But once again, like Edwin said, there's going to be a 6-man tag next week.
Yeah.
The Dark Order,
Dark Order
versus
there you go.
The Elite.
That's gonna be
6
stupid.
Men in that ring. Come on, man.
Tornado tag? Or is it?
Oh, God. No. If it was tornado tag, I wouldn't watch.
I think it's going to be the same style.
I mean, if you look at it, it is like a tornado tag anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But do you think it starts up the feud with Omega and FTR?
That's what we wanna see.
Hammond Page.
Yes.
Something's going to happen where one of them, I guess, cause each other to lose the match, and then they go at it at the end. I don't know, something like that.
I mean, because FTR had their quote-unquote signing. They had their, they finally signed their contracts, yeah. And you saw Arn Anderson there. So,
and then Paige came too.
And then Paige came. So I don't know. We were talking about this. No, we gotta have that four horsemen coming up soon. So we'll see.
There you go right there.
I mean, they could do a. I hope Kenny doesn't join the four horsemen. But
nah, Kenny's going heel.
Well, what is, don't they already have four? The FTR, those two, Arn Anderson and Paige.
No, Arn Anderson would be
He would be the man. But then you got the other guy there too. What's his name?
Tully Blanchard.
Yeah, he's gonna stand somewhere. So I don't know if he's gonna build it or not.
I mean, his guy. I mean, I wouldn't put his guy in there.
I would have.
I know Corey was saying Cody.
I would have Cody as the lead. Cody would be the lead. FTR, and then.
MJF.
Nah, he's fine by himself. He doesn't need anybody else to carry. You just need one other person.
Hangman.
Yeah, Hangman will fit. Hangman will go perfect.
I wonder where you heard that from. I've been saying that for weeks, buddy. Speaking of something I've been saying for weeks, the best segment, the MJF.
Oh yeah,
best thing ever. Address.
President MJF.
I love this.
I saw this twice. I went back on YouTube and rewatched it.
I did too.
That was the best.
It's probably the best thing of the night.
Yeah, that was the best of the night.
What do you guys think about it?
Great promo. He was speaking facts too. If you think about it, Corey, he was speaking on what you were saying mostly.
I mean, this
people doing his flip flops. Nobody wants to see that.
He used that word, flippity flops.
I like it.
He's listening to our podcast.
He probably is. I mean, I think this was a shoot a little bit too, because he kind of buried Moxley.
Moxley.
Because now I'm thinking, like, damn, Moxley does remind me of a fake Stone Cold.
He does.
Think so?
Well, I don't really see it.
He has that kind of
cold,
but he kind of has that like fake Stone Cold vibe.
I don't see
it's
that.
Hard because it's just like,
Stone Cold. I can't think
Stone
of that.
Cold. Stone Cold had a lot more attitude and a lot more like, I don't give a crap.
Him too.
Moxley has like, I don't give a crap, but it's like mellow. I don't give a crap. Like,
true.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking Moxley is just, I think he's finished. And I think now they're going to put that belt on MJF. 100%. They got to, because this is Moxley got stale. He's stale at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he's not here performing.
He like, and you know what? You know what's crazy? I don't remember any good matches that he has. Like, what's a classic?
He got some good matches.
What classics does he have?
Classic.
The recent one at Double or Nothing was good.
Oh, with New Carp
classics.
Anything. I don't remember any good. Like, oh my god, that Moxley match was crazy. I don't
In AEW so far?
Yeah, he has nothing in AEW. I don't remember anything in WWE.
He fought Kenny, right? It's Jericho. The match with Jericho.
Nah.
He was good. It was
decent. And that whole Kenny match was like an unsanctioned match, and I mean Bob Wire's on bats. Nah. If this dude doesn't do like a hardcore match,
you get to take the belt off of him for sure.
100%.
Give it to MJF.
Yeah,
He's
gonna kill it.
His mic skills, everything, promo, good in the ring.
He's great in the ring. And now we got the tornado tag. I don't even know why it's a tornado tag, but whatever. We have John Moxley and Darby Allin versus Cage and Starks.
My man Starks is real deal. Let him beat Cody, man.
He's getting another chance.
That's something too. I gotta apologize to Edwin about this too. I didn't understand this Starks dude, but that promo he hit before the match.
He's a man. He can speak, bro. His promo skills is good.
Promo skills is good. I thought the match was great. The only problem I have with this match is another set of thumbtacks that they used.
That was wild. They all even stopped to look like, oh shoot, like
bro. They're doing some crazy stuff there, man.
Bro, first you had Cody last skateboard. Week. Did you see his back?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
When he left that room,
this dude back was like ripped to shreds. I mean, come on. So we're gonna have Darby Allin versus John Moxley next week for the belt.
You know what I'm confused about though? like AEW doesn't really go off like storylines, because how do you build that much hype against Moxley, Cage, and then you end it like that and that's it?
Every big dude that they have, they buried them.
But then like, they build up Harper and Moxley, and then that's it. Like, there's no storyline. Like, I mean, I understand they're trying to be different from WWE, but like, usually like WWE will have like a 2 month, 3 month rivalry, you know?
Or they'll get like another shot at the belt.
Yeah, they'll get this definitely like another shot.
One shot and you're
this
done.
Is, I mean, this is Bobby Lashley treatment.
Oh, we're gonna get to Bobby Lashley too. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I mean, this was. I don't know. You have a good point, man. They gotta be careful with booking their big man, because big man, they're gonna stop coming over there.
Yeah, if they keep
treating them like this, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be good. They're not gonna get a Rusev. They're not gonna get all these guys that are like want to come over there. They're right. They might just go to like New Japan or something. They're gonna be treated like this.
Something. I don't know.
So what do you guys give it? What's your rating on this one?
I'm giving
an AEW 4 or 5. Five. There you go. Five. I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah, I was gonna say 5, 5.5.
That MJF thing stood out to me a lot for me giving it that high.
I'll be nice. I'll give them a 7. I'll give them a 7. I'll be nice. So now that was decent. So now let's go to Edwin. You thought NXT was great. So let's go to NXT. We open with Tegan Nox and Io Shirai versus Dakota Kai and Candice LeRae.
This was a great match, I thought. I thought it was very good.
Best of the night. This is probably the only one I like.
To open up again.
I don't think nobody's being Io, to be honest. I don't see nobody messing with Io.
I think NXT.
Unless they bring down Shayna or something.
I think Mercedes
bring
Martinez.
Back Shayna, I mean.
That's going to be the only chance.
I mean, if the only one, but I don't see nobody messing with her.
I'm liking Sadie Martinez. Yeah, she's looking good right now. I would hope Dakota Kai. I like Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai too, yeah.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I personally thought this match was better than AEW's five-man tag.
Yeah,
I did.
It was.
But I'm sure that AEW had like more ratings on it because you have the quote-unquote stars. But when you go technical, this was a way better match. I'm liking the way they're setting up Dakota Kai and what's her name?
Tegan?
Not Tegan. The English wrestler. What's her name?
Not Ripley.
Ripley.
Oh, Ripley, okay.
They're kind of setting that up. So we're going to have Ripley versus Dakota Kai soon.
Ripley's going to destroy her.
You think so?
Probably. She's going to ragdoll all over the place. Ripley's a big girl.
She's a big girl. But, I mean, she's been buried ever since that that WrestleMania match. So she's been gone. And speaking of burying, we got Johnny Gargano versus Roderick Strong. And I've been saying for weeks, this Undisputed Everything is going down the toilet.
I think they wasted a match here.
But that I would like to see this out like a takeover, because it was good.
It was a good match, too.
It was good.
It was good, but wasn't a takeover.
No, it was definitely.
It could be a takeover. It could be a takeover. I'm not saying it was a takeover. This match at a takeover.
Oh, it would be insane with a crowd. Like
this at In Your House? What? Exactly with a crowd.
I don't even know why they booked this. I mean, you don't need. First off, Johnny Gargano should be treated much better than this. Roddy Strong, I don't know. They're just putting this dude like not even a mid card. They're putting him down. They're putting that whole group down for some strange reason. So I feel like this is a waste of a match, and I think they both deserve better. So we'll see how this is going
to
go.
They're just trying to figure out what to do with them at the moment. I don't know if they're going to move them up or they're going to keep them.
I think they're scared to get moved up.
Move who up?
They're moving Undisputed up together.
You think they have the right to say if they want to get moved up or not? Or once Vince and the big boys say you got to get moved up,
they
get moved up.
I think they do. But it's like, you don't want to stay in
NXT. I don't think they do. I think everybody has something on their contract.
I think Tommaso's the only guy who said, because his contract was up, he said, I resigned, but I cannot go to the main roster. So he's the only dude I ever heard ever saying that. Because he knows it's going to happen.
Well, he's a little older than all of them, too. He ain't got that much time left.
Yeah, but I think he's better than all these guys, except for Adam. But, you really think that – you think the Undisputed Era is coming up together?
Yeah, I was reading. I'll send it to you. They were saying – in order for them to not like
please,
die
please
out,
don't please don't please don't send push. Anything to my don't send anything to my phone but go ahead don't send anything to my phone but go ahead
they know in order to not like die out they need to move up.
You think SummerSlam is
I the move I'm thinking SummerSlam, but I think now though, because when they attacked
Drew.
No, Imperium.
Imperium.
I kind of think they're kind of building that up for War Games, because we did get that match before, but it was just a regular match. It was a takeover.
And you're not tired. I'm kind of tired. They was at War Games legit every single year.
Yeah, but they put on a show every year at War Games
with the crowd.
I have a question. Have they ever won a War Games?
They won the once. First one. They won the first,
they won
first
once?
One. They won the first one.
And the second one was with the War Raiders when there was a War Raiders.
Yeah, Ricochet and Pete Dunne. Yeah.
That was a classic.
This one was with Kevin Owens and Tommaso.
Yeah. Adam Cole. This one, I mean, they always. I think that's like their pay per view. And I think if you do build it up to send them off, you make them lose there or whatever. But I don't know. I just kind of think they're building that up. I know Adam Cole wants to fight this guy. What's his name?
Walter.
And I think Walter. That would be an amazing match.
But you think Walter could keep up with him now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
athletic wise,
I mean,
Keith Lee.
It was too different. But when we saw it take over Brooklyn when he fought Pete Dunne, like Pete Dunne's very agile, he's mobile. Not as mobile. I don't think he's mobile as Cole, but he kept up with him. Them slaps, boy. Whoo.
Yo, Edwin, I think that was like one when we went there. That was first off he got a big pop, Walter, and I think that was like one of the best matches I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was great.
That was insane. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, now go ahead. What are you gonna say?
No, I was just going off you. I don't know. I just think that's where it's kind of going if they don't move.
Before
them
you
up.
Move on to this, so they move up. What do you do with Undisputed? You just have them run through everybody.
You would just have him come in as that new stable right now and just establish and dominance. I do think they needed one more different. I think they need new people. I don't know. I don't want to say get rid of Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong's good. I just think you need another person behind Cole.
I wouldn't say that because then you don't take the shine away from Cole, but Cole that.
No, like, I mean, like,
the main. Another wrestler?
Like,
good like Cole?
You know how, like, DX.
Triple H and Shawn?
Triple H and Shawn Michaels. At one point, you had Shawn Michaels, Diesel. You know, it's something you need some Bret Hart, Owen Hart. You need that one other person behind you that's gonna.
Who would
like,
you put with him?
I would put Kevin Owens.
What about Johnny?
Who?
Johnny Gargano.
Nah.
And Nicole.
Nah, you know who I would? Small. You know who I would have put in there besides Roderick Strong because he fits their whole like. You know, because they're kind of like evolution, like with the whole suits and tie and money and this and that. I would have put Bobby Roode if you would have kept him in NXT.
Yeah. If you think about it,
I'm liking
he has that
I'm liking,
style.
Yeah, he has that
I'm,
style.
I'm liking Edwin's mind state right now. Yeah,
that
makes
sense,
man.
He can talk. He can help them with talking. I mean,
but he would probably be the head guy though, right? Since he's like the older one, maybe.
You would just put him as the vet leader, not the vet leader, but like the vet guy to help elevate them.
So he'll be their Ric Flair,
pretty much. But he can actually
but
like,
active,
he can fight,
but
active,
he can
fight.
Though,
fight.
Yeah.
I mean,
where
I,
Bobby Roode actually?
Man. He's in Canada. Robert Roode? He's in Canada.
He needs to go to AEW or something. Damn. They're ruining.
That was my guy.
No, we don't want him. But my final
nice,
point.
Man.
I agree with you. I think they should get rid of Roderick Strong, but if they go up, they can't go to Raw because once Vince sees like, oh man, I'm bigger than these dudes, it's over.
Well, Vince runs SmackDown too, though.
But I heard he's not there as much on SmackDown. Not he doesn't like oversee it as much as Raw.
Right.
Raw is
he
like
just,
his baby.
Raw is his baby.
He just needs to give the full reign to Triple H. That's it.
Oh, if Triple H ran that, they'll be getting like 5 million views a week, man, guaranteed.
They haven't hit 5 mil in a while.
Years.
A while.
They're staying in the ones for a little bit.
It might go under. So next we had Shotzi Blackheart versus Mercedes Martinez.
This was...
I mean, this match was it is what it is. I mean,
It's just Martinez establishing dominance. I don't like her with this guy though.
Nah.
No, I don't like this Robert Stone guy. He's not doing nothing for her.
I think Roger. Yeah, I think he reminds me of like he's too much comedy. But yeah, I agree with you. He's
not doing nothing with her. And then he got Aaliyah too. Like, nah, don't ruin this lady like that.
He might be building a crazy stable.
Out there.
What, a bunch of women?
Of who? Of who though?
Yeah. I mean,
that would be a first.
Wasn't he trying to get Rhea Ripley?
He was trying to get Rhea.
And then I know she submitted him and Aaliyah, but I mean, that would be nice if he gets Rhea Ripley too, with Mercedes Martinez and Aaliyah.
That'd be different.
I mean, we've never seen like a women like stable before, right?
Nah, besides like Riot Squad, and that's it.
That was all right. But speaking of height, you know, we have Isaiah Scott versus Jake Atlas.
I like that match too. I like that match.
It looked
a little staged, like you said, like you call it, but it had the potential to be really good. And I do think when he fights, what's his name? His name's not Phantasma no more. Cuerno. I call him King Cuerno. I don't care. when they fight, and if it's at a pay per view, I think that'll be a legit match.
What was Isaiah Scott in Lucha Underground? What was his
Killshot.
Name?
Killshot. He had the mask. Killshot? He had the yeah. He had the little dot on his head with Willie Mac.
Yo,
that was Killshot.
Yo, when he was Killshot, that was a whole different game.
He was wild.
And I just feel like I'm not liking this, like him trying to be too swaggy.
Yeah,
I don't think that. Nah, I don't fit him.
Yeah, he don't need to.
Like,
nah.
And speaking of not fitting, this is probably one of the weirdest matches I've ever seen in my life. Finn Balor versus Dexter Lumis versus Timothy Thatcher. Bro, if this is not the weirdest combination that I've ever seen in my life, I hated this match.
I hated it. What's his name impressed me with that flip? Lumis? I didn't expect
I'm
that.
So glad you, I'm so glad you said that.
I was like, oh, whoa, where'd that come from?
That flip, they edited that.
They edited it?
Yeah, if you look at the way he flipped and then they switched like camera angles. I think he, because you know it's not live anyway, so I think he like really messed it up and then they just did like it brought it over. Together. Yeah, because that was weird. This dude is like a weird character for me, man. And he advances.
I don't know. He's weird, but he's not doing it for me.
You know what's crazy? He's not even like a good weird. He's like a weird weird.
Yeah, he is a weird weird. But he's just not doing it for me though. Like at first it was cool, but now I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to take you guys' time off this because this match is corny. What do you do with Finn, man?
He was supposed to be in UK. Like, I don't. They had this UK thing going on because him and Walter would have been.
That would have been crazy.
I think that was the direction they were going. They were going to put the UK title on him.
Really?
That's what I think. And then I think he would have been the first to hold a title in all three brands. All three. He had the Universal, the Continental. Well, he hasn't had the tag, but he had the Universal, the NXT, and he would have maybe had the UK.
He would have had UK.
But do you think that's a demotion right there? Like, I know, like, UK is good, but I mean nobody watches UK.
I think he just wants that being from UK-ish area. He wants that, you know, accolade, just to say.
I don't think it would matter.
I mean, if somebody,
I don't think nobody would care. Put it like
if
that.
Somebody needs to go AEW, is that dude right there, man? He needs a fresh start. So what do you guys give NXT rating?
I gave it a 5 too. I thought it was fairly even.
5, damn. I'm giving it a 3.
I give it a 3. I think they had that one solid match with the women.
Yeah.
And let me, because I know I skipped this. Because I was gonna put this on my news, but I looked it up and I know we talked about this. Adriana, that's her name, the Funkadactyl.
Cameron.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Cameron?
Yeah.
So. Obviously, she's making a return to the women for the Women's Cup.
She's horrible.
Bro, this is what I'm talking about with AEW. You see how WWE, the women right now are controlling.
Dominant.
Like, the women are are killing it. The women are better than the men. I said that from the jump. The women are better. They have better characters, and they're like their ratings. Every time you put the women on, their ratings are better than the men. That's a fact. So you're telling me you have a chance to do something great with the women, and then you sign her. I mean, they didn't sign her, but that's something you're announcing.
Yeah, you don't want to announce that. That's like, come on, absolutely man. Horrible. Absolutely trash, bro. Trash.
Trash, man.
You have trash. so many other women you can bring up.
Tessa Blanchard. I don't care how much of a diva she is in the locker room. I'm bringing her in. Because imagine
a match of hers the other day.
With who? Brian Cage?
No. Where's these people's name? I'll get you the name now. It was like 3 years ago, but
you know, I don't. Me and Frank don't want to know the name anymore. That's fine. Thank you. I'll say that was a 3 in my book. So let's go to Raw. I know we guys were talking about this. We had a little argument. So we start off with Randy. I thought Raw was actually good, by the way. So we'll start off with
Raw was good, but the details suck.
Exactly. So
details suck, but I'll tell you the details.
Yeah, we'll of course. So we'll go with Randy Orton. You know, he had a promo saying he's, you know,
good promo,
better than Stone Cold, better than The Rock, and, you know, he's going to take the belt from Drew.
Well, it was crazy that it doesn't even seem like he's been in WWE for 20 years. When he said that, I was like, wow.
I'm shocked, too.
He's been in WWE for a while.
For a long time.
20 years. I was like, oh, my God.
And still in shape.
Still in shape. But still killing.
But I know he had his argument. I don't think he's a good promo. But do you guys think his promo skills is crazy?
Yeah, I do.
Who? Top Orton?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, he's always
it's the best right now in WWE.
He's always had good promos. Well, when he was face, no. When he's face, no. But when he's this legend killer and he's like top of his game, he's like his promos are insane. Even like in Evolution when he won the both belts, like I mean, when he was in Authority,
won the Intercontinental.
When he was with Authority,
yeah,
his
both
promo
belts,
game
yeah.
was like legit.
I thought it was boring, man. I mean, besides the Kofi and
it's believable. When I hear it, I feel it. It feels real.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you said that.
A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't make you feel like that.
Frank, you just hit a dime right there, man. You just hit a dime, man. Edwin, take note. Thank you, Frank. Take notes.
Here we go.
You're making me sick.
Well, finally, we're getting it, though. Orton versus Drew.
Finally, man. Finally.
They had
no
choice. And they better put the belt on Orton or we rioted.
Do you think it was too fast they did it though?
Nah, they needed to, man.
Orton has ran through everybody so far.
He's looking good doing it too.
Yeah, he is.
He's looking good, man. Well,
I just feel like it was a little too fast. But
speaking of looking good, man, we have the Viking Raiders versus Ricochet and Cedric Alexander versus Angel Garcia, my guy, and Andrade. The winner faces the Street Profits at SummerSlam. And of course,
that was all right. That was good.
But how do you have Angel Garcia and Andrade win when they, the week before, like you said, Frank, with the details, they lost. Clean.
And before we move on, like when Orton finished his promo, he leaves and Nia Jax just legit comes down. Like, it's so dumb. And she cuts the same promo as Orton.
Oh, I'm going to get to that too.
She cuts the same promo as Orton and Shayna comes out. And it was just the details.
So, like, is she like a face now, or Shayna face? Like, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But what do you guys think about the match itself, though?
It was alright.
That match, if it was NXT, would have been absolutely ridiculous. But
crazy.
I mean, we all know where it's going. We know who's going to win. We know who's going to be the new champs.
Poor Ricochet.
I know. I feel so bad for that man.
Poor Ricochet.
That man has so much talent.
So much talent. Oh man.
He does need a manager though, because
he does.
Because remember when he was in Lucha Underground, he had Conan. Conan was his manager. Conan was his manager for a minute.
What's his name? Prince Puma, right?
Yeah, Prince Puma. But Conan managed him for a while. And he did most of the talking for him, so he does need somebody like that.
But he needs to turn heel.
He does need to turn heel.
The Hurt Business.
I'm not sold on them yet.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
MVP did come out saying he doesn't want to bring back Nation of Domination.
Yeah,
he did say that.
So we don't know.
Well, speaking of hurting, oh man, what do you guys think about Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax? I mean, like you said,
the details suck.
Details suck.
What the match?
It wasn't even a match.
They got disqualified. Yeah. Well, it was a match, and then
it's like just quick disqualification. I mean, I don't understand this. So, I think Shane is a heel, correct? And I think Nia Jax is a heel. Mm-hmm. So you're having two heels fight each other.
Two heels.
And I don't know. I mean, I thought they was pushing Shayna. Now you're gonna make. I just don't get this at all. I don't know where they're going with this. What do you guys think?
I mean, we're gonna get this at SummerSlam.
Yeah, apparently the opening match. I mean, pre-show.
I don't even think pre-show. I'm thinking pre-show of pre-shows because this is bad, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is on the card.
I think not even pre-show. Shayna deserves better, man. I like Shayna Baszler.
Yep.
But like Edwin said, I think Martinez is a better version of her. Yeah, so, she's more believable.
This girl has this UFC background type, and you know Vince don't like that.
She come off as that though. Like she doesn't. I'm looking at. Like Rhea Ripley comes off as like a badass, like oh man, she was like, you know, beat me up. Shane is like, eh, whatever.
And then Shane doesn't really do too many moves. She's very limited.
She's solid though. She's solid.
She's solid. She's solid in her submission game, but her move set is very limited.
Not like John Cena though.
She was just a tough.
John Cena had great move sets.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. My earphone. You said John Cena what?
John Cena in his prime. Thugonomics John Cena. He had a lot of good moves.
Not even Thugonomics. John Cena in general. He
Yo, Corey don't know what he's talking about. Classic matches, Corey. Corey, get out of here.
Corey, bro. He has some classic matches. Here, bro. 2013 to 2018 was he killed.
You guys have been drinking a little bit of the bubbly.
You ever seen a match against CM Punk?
Corey, what?
Okay.
All right, Money in the Bank.
You talking about those two matches? God. No. I don't think those matches.
When he got the belt.
I think the storylines were great. I don't think the matches were great.
You gotta go back and watch.
You got WWE Network, right?
Him versus AJ at SummerSlam.
That was classic. Oh,
God.
Classic.
I apologize. My bad. Let me rephrase this.
Well, Corey wasn't talking about matches. He was talking about moves.
I was talking about movesets, though.
He has a decent moveset.
Are you talking about the five fingers?
Well, you know what helped out? What helped out Cena too was the person he was fighting.
Yeah,
I think Cena got better with his moves when he did that U.S. challenge thing, which Cody is copying.
Which he was, because he was, you know, he got to work with different types of wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah, Corey, I don't know. That one was a little.
You know what? I'm a man. I'm a man. And I apologize. My bad.
I tell you what, he didn't have no crazy moves.
He didn't have no crazy moves.
They were basic good moves.
Basic Thugonomics, basic John Cena.
Yeah.
So speaking of basic, what do you guys think about this Dominic Mysterio? I didn't even know that was his name. Dominic Mysterio confronting Seth Rollins. Now it was the beatdown of Aleister Black writing him off. What do you guys think about this whole segment?
What are they doing with him? Is he going to fight Seth Rollins?
I think he's going to do something with his father. I think he's going to fight Rey.
I think, well.
And that's going to be Rey Mysterio Central.
From what I was reading.
But Rey Mysterio didn't sign.
They have an emergency backup plan, which is Seth Rollins versus Buddy. Which is why they teased it this week.
When he hit him?
Yes, when he hit him. In case whatever direction they're currently going now doesn't work or go through, they're going to go right to Buddy Murphy versus Rollins, which I think would be good.
So then Seth Rollins becomes, is he still?
He'll be the Messiah himself, but it'll just be him.
Hey, what happened to your boy, man?
I told you, I sent you the info already, man. I told you, man.
It's over for that dude, man. He's done, man.
He'll be back.
I actually think, like, Buddy Murphy, like, this whole, like, Messiah thing, like, screwed him up, man.
You heard Kevin Owens say it. When him and Owens fought at the horror show, after the fight, he was like, you're too good to be somebody's shadow.
I like Buddy Murphy, he's man. Good. He needs to switch up his outfit, but he's good, man.
I think he's doing that for cult purposes.
Big dude. What you said, Edwin?
I think he's doing that for, like, safety precautions, not to get like sweat contact.
Or wasn't he always
what the
wearing?
Hell
he had
did,
the shirt
what
off.
the hell did you
like
what the hell
COVID. He doesn't want like body contact.
What
like,
the hell are you talking about?
He doesn't want
the
sweat.
Hell
he doesn't
the
want sweat
hell?
On you. He don't ever take
wait, 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 wait,
he don't take
wait,
off
wait,
his shirt
wait.
Until after the match.
Wait a second, you're making my head hurt. So what you're telling me is that he doesn't take his sleeves off because he doesn't want to get COVID, but he's
it's
still wrestling somebody?
Yeah, it's protecting from sweat.
Yeah, but his head.
Besides his head, but like
Frank, let's just drop
he
this.
Just, I don't know.
Let's just, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You should have kept that one.
You
should have kept that one to yourself.
Ellen, you're right. You're right. You're right. Frank and I
yeah,
are sorry.
You
yeah, you're right. Oh Lord Jesus. All right. Anyway, we got Mustafa Ali, poor Mustafa Ali, versus Bobby Lashley.
Terrible.
Bro, I just want to say something first. So you have Mustafa Ali. I mean, this was a nothing match, but you have Mustafa Ali out for.
I'll tell you right now, Ali is screwed. I mean, how you come back his second match and he loses? He's done.
Bro,
oh,
he
yeah,
just,
he's done.
Boom. I literally just want to say that. Like, this is he's been out for what, five
he
months?
Wins, he wins last week. He puts a great match last week to come back and lose. He's done.
Bro,
write him off.
You telling me he couldn't beat, like, Shelton Benjamin?
Exactly.
You couldn't have him beat somebody, but you have him.
And then again, with the details sucks. Why the hell R2 comes, like, and it looked like Shelton Benjamin wasn't even ready for that. Like, it looked so.
Bro,
it looked dumb.
I'm tired of this 24/7 belt. I'm getting tired of R-Truth. I like R-Truth. I like him as a person. I think he's cool, but I think he's better than this, man.
That's Vince's boy.
It's funny,
yeah,
though. I'll be laughing. I laugh all the time.
Yeah.
All the time?
Vince loves
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because he's just stupid, bro. It's super funny. Like, it's entertaining. It's the most entertaining thing on Raw.
R-Truth, so let me, my mic just, maybe my mic's messed up. So are you telling me that R-Truth is the most entertaining thing?
Yeah.
On Raw?
Yeah, like, for storyline.
Frank, do you
like,
agree with that? Do you agree with
in,
that, Frank?
He comes in and does
storyline,
but, like, he's entertaining.
You're saying funny,
yeah,
why?
Funny. Yeah.
Do you agree with funny? That, Frank? He's the funniest person
I
on
think,
Raw?
I think Bayley and Sasha got the funny part, too.
Bro,
they're killing Michael Cole.
Yeah.
They're killing. They're funny.
Frank, did I ever tell you that you're my guy?
Thank you, Corey.
You're my guy, and I love that new tattoo of yours, by the way.
Thank you. Yes,
when you have a tattoo? Yeah, I'm not. Why am I asking, sir? Why am I asking? Why am I asking?
You're,
whoa!
You're the Mr. Man asking the club.
Bro, me and Frank, we're buddies, man. That was very inappropriate. That's what
low,
I think.
Low,
but that's low, low. But it's fine. It's fine. We'll let you do that. Well, speaking to me, this is the best match. I'm gonna say the best match of the week. Asuka versus Sasha.
Yeah, that's really good. This was like
for the Raw Women's Championship. What do you guys think about this one?
I spoke to Frank about this during the week. Loved the match. Hated the ending.
Yeah.
Why do you end it like that? Like I said, I don't even know why you got Io in it. She's leaving. Just let Sasha pin that's a 1-2-3.
A lot of people were saying this match was better than the horror show match. I didn't agree to that, but a lot of people were saying that.
Better than the first one?
The horror show match.
I think it
was. I think the horror show one was better, though.
It was.
Both matches are good, but I like the harsh one, but I didn't like the ending to this. Good match.
I hated the ending to this. Like, why?
You know, and I'm gonna steal something that Frank said, the details. So Asuka essentially was gonna beat Bayley when she had her in the Asuka lock, right? And then you had Bayley beating up beating her up, but she was just kicking her and like doing like a little like pushing her into the fence. You telling me that's enough for you to lose a belt? Like that was just stupid. That was just, I don't know. That to me, that seems like they thought about that on the fly.
It was just dumb. Like, I don't know. I've never done it. She should have ran out like she was gonna go back out and then been like, "F it, I'm coming back in the ring for the title."
I would have had to finish the match, win or lose. Then you go help. Hurry, but.
Because they didn't even show her going back.
Finish the match. And then I don't want to. I think Edwin. No, Edwin, who brought this up? Who brought this up that Stephanie might be facing Bayley?
SummerSlam.
That's looking like it right
I
now.
Think that's going to happen.
So I can see them setting that up.
But I see Bayley and Sasha being the. They run everything.
Bro.
Stephanie's just going to come.
And Frank, I apologize to you too, man. I thought you were crazy.
What happened?
When I thought there was no way they're gonna have Sasha and Bayley holding all the belts. And
you know,
they're
and
holding
you, you
all
know
the
what
belts.
What's her name tweeted? Bayley. Oh. It was either Bayley or Sasha. One of them tweeted. I was reading it too. They want to, one of them wants to win the NXT title. The women's title.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it'll be interesting. They want
to
take over.
I would love
over.
To see
I would,
that.
I would take that, but how long?
I would put it on Bayley. She's just, I don't know.
Honestly,
but
yeah,
then
Bayley right
that,
now
then
is
then
just,
she's
on
feud,
fire,
you know,
man.
The feud doesn't even start nowhere soon because they're going to have to lose.
No,
out
I won't.
That
I won't. I won't.
I don't even want them feuding
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Because they're hot right now. They're hot.
SmackDown, Raw, NXT, they are killing it.
Yeah, yeah. If one of them won that NXT title,
It's gonna be interesting, though.
But we got, speaking of killing somebody, man, it's a hard hitting match, Humberto versus Murphy.
This was a good match. I enjoyed it.
I want to say something. Details. Wasn't Humberto in Black?
Yeah.
So when Black was getting beat up, come out. And you're gonna have Humberto. Remember that?
They were.
Seth will beat up Black, and then Humberto will come out and help him out.
Oh, but Black wasn't. But Black was written out though.
No, I'm talking about beforehand,
right?
Before they were tag team partners. Black and Humberto.
Then
you have Black getting beat up by Murphy, and then Humberto doesn't come out and help him. And now Humberto's versus he's versus Murphy to help to get the revenge on his friend. Detail stuff, man.
Damn, this dude throwing gems right now. You're right, man.
He must have just been walking into the arena or something. Who knows? Right? Like, it's just
I hate Humberto, man. I know everyone's telling me about Humberto.
I don't hate him.
I'm not feeling this dude,
he's
man.
He's good, bro.
I don't like his music.
He's good.
I don't like his music. I don't like his hair.
His music good.
He's good. He's a very good wrestler.
The hair sucks. Hair sucks.
He just needs a whole new look.
Not even look.
He needs to be.
I would give him that Eddie, that kind of Eddie Guerrero that lied, cheated, and steal. Something like
that.
That
you gotta give that to Garza.
I would give that to Garza though.
Yeah, give it to Garza.
That's my boy. That's my boy Garza right there, man.
You give that to Garza.
Garza reminds me of Eddie Guerrero.
Andrade and Garza.
You cannot say that no more. Stop saying my line.
What happened?
Stop saying what?
What
do you say? Garza reminds him of Eddie Guerrero. Get out of here! Because when I said that, you like, oh my earphones up. Like, what? Come again?
That's how Corey talks. How he talks.
Come again? Gee, golly, come again?
Dude, do you have a problem with me, man? Because I'm trying to get facts, and then you're going off.
Gee, golly, what'd you say?
Fake lies right now.
Man. Real over
there. Oh, that's you. That's you.
Attention is real.
Oh god.
Oh, gee, golly, guys. Oh, I'm gonna be doing this review.
Yeah. You're such a nerd.
You're such a nerd. I'm just calling facts. But speaking of nerds, oh my god, I'm gonna keep this match short. Ziggler versus McIntyre. Gosh. I actually thought the match was good, but I mean, we kind of know what was gonna happen.
It made
here.
No sense to make it an extreme rule match. Like,
yeah, no.
You hype it up. Oh, I'm picking a match next week. It's just the same thing.
That's an extreme rules match.
Where are the details? Where?
Like, come on, y'all both just get to use weapons.
They're not being creative.
Orton comes to save the day.
Not being
man.
Creative.
Bruce, what are you doing?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Bruce. I don't know.
What do you guys give Raw?
I'll give it a 2.
I'm going to give it a 5. It was good, but the details sucked.
I agree. I'll give it a 5.
On it, Booby.
Now we got... I think you gave it a 2, right?
You're giving it a 2?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's just very ignorant and disrespectful to give it a 2.
Yeah, didn't you like Raw?
That's your choice.
I like the half.
I'm sorry, Frank. Edwin, hold on. Frank, repeat that. What he said?
He said he liked Raw, yeah. Right?
I like the Oscar match. The Oscar match was really good.
No, you did not say that. You said on the text.
No, I said
you liked Raw.
I said the Oscar match. Really
now you're backtracking. Now you're backtracking.
Go ahead, pull it up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, he just literally gave you a receipt. That's what
I
I'm saying.
See it.
He just
I'm
gave
going
you
through
a...
right now. I don't see nothing.
You go through that. We're going to talk about SmackDown. So SmackDown, we saw with AJ Styles versus Grand Metalik. Actually, Frank, can you make that? Can you sound that better for me? Like Grand Metalik, you do that better?
It's Metalik.
Grand Metalik.
Metalik.
I wasn't actually matching. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Frank. The Spanish God, Frank. The Spanish God. So,
the Spanish God.
My guy, we did the demos. He is killing it from 18 to 49. The women love the Spanish God. And so, Edwin, you do, you poll well with like the 60 and up. So, anyway. Yeah, I don't know if that's a thank you, but whatever. So, what do you guys think about this match right here?
It was good. It could have been a lot better, but it did. Yeah. It did get Mantelik over. Shows his little skill set.
Talented guy.
He's very talented.
I think you called it last week, Edwin. I think you said that this match could be really good, but they're not going to let these guys go. And they kind of let him go, but they held it in a lot. So Grand Mantelik can't even get over even more. I don't get the match. I mean, they essentially, this guy, Grand Mantelik, just won, and then they're going to bury him next week.
Yeah, he's next week.
They're going to have this guy on Raw mysteriously chasing the 24/7 belt. So I don't even know where AJ goes from here, but we'll see. But speaking of going from here, oh, God. Baron Corbin. Poor Baron Corbin. I'm getting tired of this dude. Versus Drew Gulak.
I don't even know what to say. I'm tired of Corbin.
Yeah. I'm tired of Corbin. I'm tired. I don't know why they have Matt Riddle going like against this dude. I'm not really feeling
He's
it.
The gateway.
He is new gateway, man. And Drew.
He's a new Dolph.
He is. He's a Dolph for SmackDown, literally. Oh my God, literally. So, speaking of somebody who I have high hopes for, Big E, my guy. Versus The Miz.
That was surprising because he did the – I was surprised that he made The Miz tap.
I guess that's his new move, right?
I don't know. I really hope not. Like, he's not going to beat Braun Strowman with that. Like,
yeah, he's not.
I know, but I mean
– he's strong. He's strong, but he ain't picking that guy up doing that with his leg. Right. I didn't like it. I get it. They want to show he's very versatile. I get it. But yeah. I just hope that's not his new finisher. And watch, next week he's going to fight again. He's going to end up doing the same thing. And I'm going to be like, come on.
For me, I just feel like this dude deserves better than fighting The Miz. And I think he gave The Miz way too much. He should have squashed The Miz, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now we got... I wasn't a fan of this match. Naomi versus Lacey Evans.
Terrible.
I mean, Naomi got the win.
Terrible.
But, I mean, in my opinion, they both deserve better than this.
I think Naomi will get that title run push soon against one of these girls.
Hope so. This was
terrible. I don't think, you know, nothing special there.
Nothing special. I mean, Lacey, I don't think she's going to go for any title shot soon because she's like, the new Shinsuke.
She had like eight titles.
She lost like 10.
Yeah.
She had like 10. Naomi, they can make her go against Bayley. I would like to see it, but I mean.
You already know what's going to happen.
Hashtag she deserves better. Hashtag she deserves better.
Hashtag she deserves better.
She deserves better. So we got a big segment here. I want your opinion on this. So we had Bayley versus Nikki Cross. Obviously, we know that Bayley was going to win this. At the end, you had Nikki Cross push Alexa Bliss, and The Fiend comes out.
What did I say last week?
You called that too, yeah.
You did call it. Now you got The Fiend who attack Alexa Bliss. What do you think happens here?
She's getting repackaged.
Yeah, she joins him.
Yeah. She's getting repackaged. She's going to be Sister.
She's going to be Sister Abigail.
Yep, Sister Bliss.
Sister Bliss, yeah.
She has the...
I don't think Bray Wyatt needs anybody, but...
Yeah, I don't think...
She's going to...
I think they're going to build him. He's going to have a stable, even though he doesn't need it, but I think he's going to get a stable. I think they're going to create
He's going to use her. He'll use her for the cinema matches. She'll pop up there.
I mean, I can't even go against you guys. I would say no, but I would think that's just because anything that The Fiend touches goes like the opposite way, right? Like if you're bad, you go good. If you're good, you go bad. So I would think she would do a heel turn, but if you guys say that, you guys have been right the whole time. So, I mean, what can I say? I'm going to go with my guys. I'm going to go with the Spanish God and Bube.
Bube.
I like that. Bube. I like that.
Bube.
You like that? Oh, that's a damn Bube, yeah. What do you guys give SmackDown?
Oh man, I'm giving it a one.
A one.
A one?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'll give it a. I'll give it a three. I'll be nice. No, actually, you know what? I'll give it a two. I'm not. I wasn't feeling the details, man.
Yeah, it was a bad week.
I mean, I think it was a decent week, but
well, a decent week for I think Raw and AEW.
Agreed. I agree with that. SmackDown was a little lagging, but yeah. At least we got Big E in it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So now, my guy Edwin, you've been harassing Frank and I about this something called TNA or Impact, or I don't know what the hell
hey,
they
man,
call
I'm,
it.
Hey man, I'm watching
nowadays.
Impact.
I call it the barn. Please don't. Please, I was still speaking. We got them fighting in barnyards. So. The floor is all yours.
I don't understand why you. What's your issue with people fighting in barnyards? Look at Leo Rush. He just fought in the damn beach with like 30 people there. And Leo Rush is a stud. Leo Rush is a stud, though.
That is true.
All he right. is. Nah, I like Leo Rush.
You ain't like him before, so stop.
I you always like Leo Rush, actually. Actually, fun fact, I wrestled Leo Rush.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
fun fact. You see my shoulders right now.
Impact World Championship. I'll go through this fast. I know you don't watch. I know Frankie doesn't really watch, but I think you guys should watch because, again, you never know.
So you got to sell it to me.
These guys may pop up on either AEW or maybe on Raw one day. WWE. But Eddie Edwards versus Trey Miguel. Again, very very athletic match. Trey Miguel. Y'all gonna think I'm crazy, but you gotta watch him. He's very AJ Styles-esque. Very, very AJ Styles.
What's his name?
Trey Miguel.
Trey Miguel. Okay, Trey Miguel.
Trey Miguel. He did lose.
Like Trey Songz?
Like Trey Songz, yes. Trey Miguel.
Okay, gotcha.
He did lose the match. But again, very, very good match. Very good for our opening on a Tuesday night when there's nothing else to watch. Very, very good spot. Then this is done.
Basketball's back, man. Don't say that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You got basketball too, so. But, I mean. You know, you want to stay open. You want to stay in the wrestling world, all right?
Yes.
But this next segment was I don't know. A lot of people thought it was good, but it was dumb. It was like a comedy. It's called Wrestle House, featuring Tommy Dreamer, Taya Valkyrie, Johnny Swinger, and Abyss. It was kind of like some
Abyss. Wow.
Abyss is still there.
He's still around.
I thought he was in WWE. Wow.
He was working backstage in WWE, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got released in the midst of everything, but yeah, it was, yeah, I don't know. People say it was good, but it was pretty much building rivalry between Valkyrie and this chick called Rosemary.
How does Tommy
Dreamer love Rosemary? Love Rosemary.
Rosemary's legit. Now, speak of that, after this, we get EC3, who cuts a great promo on Moose. He's going to, I think, he'll be fighting Moose, I think, either the next big event, which I think he'll win the title then and become Impact Champion.
So I got a quick question for you. So I follow Moose on Instagram, or he follows me. And is he the TNA champion, or what belt does
he have? It's not TNA no more. It's Impact.
Impact, sorry.
But he is the what title was that? It's weird because they have you have the Impact World Champion, and then you have that I don't know if it's like a TNA Impact Championship combined, but he has the highest one, the highest championship. I don't know which one.
So Moose has the highest one.
But like he has Universal title.
He had the belt WWE. That what's her name had, Tessa Blanchard had when she forfeited. He ended up getting it.
You sure about that?
No, she had the because she was the Impact World Champion. No, she had that. This guy's one. You're right.
You sure about that?
That's where I get confused. The name of these belts. They need to rename them.
Tessa had the main belt. She had like the Impact whatever the hell it's called. She had like the main belt, and I think Moose had like the either like the second or like it's like a fake belt. I don't know what's going on over there.
I'm trying to look it up real quick because that is a little confusing. I don't know. I'll look it up for next one. No, yeah, Moose has the belt that she had because apparently here it says Moose calls Tessa Blanchard's championship a step down. So whatever she had, he has now. And then also after that promo, we get, I don't know if you've heard of her. She's really good. Diana Perrazzo. She's like this Italian chick. She's the Impact Women's Champion versus Kimberly. She kind of reminds me of a... like Dakota Kai, her style. Kimberly's, man, you know, it's nothing impressive. Was of course, Perrazzo defeats Lee. Rich Swann's making a return. You know him from 205 Live. He's been out for a while. And I think they're gonna kind of lean into fighting Eric Young. If not, he'll be fighting Josh Matthews, but it's leaning towards him coming back to fight Eric Young. Good Brothers versus Reno Scum. Pretty much, Reno Scum is a decent tag. They're not like an amazing tag team in the world, but they're moderate. Pretty much was to get Good Brothers over. Gallows. Gallows looked good. He lost a lot of weight. He lost tons of weight. But Good Brothers win that one, and that was the end of TNA Impact.
All right, I'll tell you what, man. Since you watched it, I'm gonna give it a.
You gotta give it a go. This too. Don't get me wrong. It's hard. I'll give it a go. It's hard to watch that too with no crowd, but it's somewhat entertaining. You have some people in there that are like legit studs.
What do you think, Corey? Should we give it one watch?
Is Josh Matthews like a announcer?
No, I know you talk.
You sure, Josh?
Yeah,
Matthews?
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not the same Josh Matthews.
No,
I don't know, man. Whatever the Spanish guy says, man, I'll roll with it. But I don't know. This sounds like,
You know, it sucks, you know, man. When you get a bad week from Raw, NXT, SmackDown, you kind of want a break. But I'll watch this Tuesday.
Give it a shot. You might, I'm telling you, you might find somebody that you're gonna be like, oh, I want to start following this.
Who's their guy right now? Like who's their main person?
My favorite division in that personally is that X division. Because they're very that division is like you got again that dude Trey Miguel, Rich Wan's actually in that kind of division. I mean, they don't really have like a main guy just yet. I think EC3 is going to be their main guy.
They still have that X division.
They still have the X division belt. They still have the X division.
Oh, no, I can't say. It was good back in the day.
Yeah, but I don't know if you ever seen it. If you haven't seen it, just go back and watch it. AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels. That's all I got to say. Go watch that match. Probably one of the best matches in wrestling history. It is. Trust me, it's a very big statement. But that match, AJ Styles, when he was in his prime, well, he's still in his prime, but like when he was young, AJ Styles, short hair, shorts, versus young Christopher Daniels, that match was insane. But again, that was TNA. I hope you guys watch it before we end the show.
I'm gonna give it a watch
before we end the show.
I'll come back.
We have to pay homage. I'm surprised Corey left this out in his news. I'm very disappointed in you, Corey. You're not doing your job.
Wow.
You're not doing your job.
Wow.
You ready for this? Ready for this? Let me pull it up.
I don't see. Like, I don't think you're ready.
I'm ready. I just want to get the dates correct.
Yeah.
On this day, in 1992, Ron Simmons defeated Vader to become the first African-American WCW World Heavyweight Champion. How do you leave this out in your news? How?
That's on Corey, man.
How do you leave that out?
First off, I thought the news was very good.
How do you leave that out?
And
you have to pay off.
You have to pay off. Crazy.
You know what Ron Simmons would say? The same thing he tells everybody.
Damn.
You left him out. Damn.
Yeah, I thought that was very rude for you to say that. And when that's number one.
Come on, man.
And you know, I not everybody is a nerd like you and knows. Right. All this stuff. This day in 1992, Ron Simmons won the belt from Vader.
Dude, you don't
know. With a power slam. See, did you know that, Corey?
You know the match. Did you know that, Corey? You've actually watched it.
Oh my God, Corey! I can't believe you didn't say that.
You actually watched it. All right.
You know what you need? You need to do some push-ups. Get a tattoo like Frank and I, and then you know. Get off TikTok.
I got some new videos coming. Stay tuned.
Let me mute this guy right now.
That wraps us up. Stay tuned for next week. We got any pay-per-views coming up? Oh, you know what? You also didn't mention SummerSlam and Payback.
Oh,
golly, man. Dude, you're doing a terrible job.
Wow. So
when is SummerSlam?
SummerSlam's in 2 weeks.
The 20th.
2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Or is it early? Is it before then?
But we get
if SummerSlam's in 2 weeks, why would I mention it
because
now?
Because you're getting two pay per views. You're getting back to back, you get SummerSlam and you're getting Payback.
So payback will be the news, not SummerSlam.
Still, it's two for one. Why? Two for one. Let the people know. Let the people know in advance.
Dang. You sound petty. You sound like a little schoolgirl. Oh, no. Good, Curry. You didn't tell anybody about the Payback.
You gotta let the people know, man. Some people they're not able to watch this, but that wraps us up.
Stay tuned
next week for more wrestling news. We go by the Horseman. The Spanish guy, Frank.
Yes, sir.
They call me We'll see you guys next week. You guys have a good night.
Have a good one.
Later.
Peace. Yeah.